That's debatable.
Welcome to That's Debatable. I'm Trey, and I was sitting in the production room for the Kid Craddock Morning Show yesterday, and I divulged something that got me a little bit of crap. I was talking about how I had watched Zoe 101 back in the day. And
back in the day?
That's a good show.
And they did the math on it. Zoe 101 started in 2004 and ended in 2008. I graduated high school in 2007.
Okay.
So I was, and I'm young for my age, August 25th birthday.
Remind me of Zoe 101. What is this?
Jamie Lynn Spears.
Yes.
Okay.
It's her show
back
on Nickelodeon.
She got pregnant from the director.
And that's the reason that they canceled the show.
It also had Victoria Justice on it, who was on Victorious on Nickelodeon, too.
Now, I would have been 16 when the show came on.
Yeah.
So there was no way for me to watch it before then. So I'm going to say that I was 16 years old watching Zoe 101. They started giving me a little bit of crap in the production room. So I go, am I too old for watching Nickelodeon
at 16? Oh, so that's
16?
The last time? No. 16 was when you were watching Nick. No, because you're a guy and guys mature much more slowly than women. So at 16, you're really like 10.
Right.
So it's fine.
Cool.
Dude,
I thought you meant you watched it last night. And I'm like, you're dating girls that are way too young.
I was watching Disney Channel in high school. I was keeping up with Hannah Montana and The Wizards of Waverly Place.
I'm still watching Disney Channel.
Well, because
you got kids.
No, I watched like Austin and Ally was one of my favorite shows.
Ooh,
that I was watching.
Austin and Ally's still on?
Well, it ended.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
it ended
a couple years ago.
It wasn't the best.
Yeah, because then they got together and stuff. Yeah, but I was watching that show, and I'm definitely a grown man.
Right. I thought I'd bring in a good cross section of the world. You got Jenna, the single 20, older 20, upper 20s, lower 30s?
Lower 30s.
Lower 30s? Okay.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm just taking guesses.
I'm 33.
30, okay.
Okay.
33. Yes, I'm 33. I just realized I was 33. I thought I was 32. I'm 33.
Single early 30s female.
Yeah.
We've got a younger than me 23-year-old dude.
Bye-bye.
Just out of college. And we've got JC the father. So I figure I've got a good bit of rational yet childlike people around to see.
Of course.
Is it too old to? The way I'm going to do this is I'm going to give you an example of something that I have done in the past or I'm still doing.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me what the age is that's the acceptable limit. So the oldest age that it's still acceptable for me to do this.
Got it.
Okay. Eat a Lunchable as a meal.
Oh, the sodium in those.
Jenna, how old would you say is too old to eat a Lunchable as a meal?
I will say I will not feed children Lunchables if I have children.
Zero.
I'm out of
just
the,
don't do
I
Lunchables,
think Lunchables
ever.
Are gross. The last time I ate a Lunchable, though, I probably ate one in high school when if I was hungry. So I would think high school age.
Lunchables are just so complicated because you want to make the cracker sandwich, but then you like have meat and cheese left over too.
You got this like mystery meat, not enough crackers.
The rule with the Lunchable, it's one cracker, one cheese, one ham.
Yes. Correct.
That's the rule. Now, I figured that. But
that meat's
as a
always
meal,
sweaty.
No, it's too small for a meal. So I think probably four.
Okay. 4 years old?
4 years old.
And you only go cracker sandwiches?
But I still
on
eat
it?
A Lunchable as a snack.
Yeah, but that's just, it's just like an accessory to your lunch, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a snack or an appetizer.
I'll eat like four at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta at least have two.
Yeah,
See, but I think the Lunchable is like the filet mignon of meals when you're broke.
Yeah.
So I would I would go up to like 25, 26.
Hank, 2 months ago, I was eating the $1 pizza Lunchables from Walmart.
You can get the grown-up Lunchables, though.
What? They have grown-up Lunchables?
Yeah, go to Kroger or HEB.
Oh, no, no, no. Those are like the Hormel, like, big things, right?
No, it's not the party dish, but like they got cheese cubes.
It's just the meat and cheese
broccoli.
Tray.
Broccoli.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I want
it's
that
a meat and cheese tray.
I want that pizza.
With the,
let me tell you something about the pizza.
The pizza is
grossest.
Disgusting.
Why?
I judge
that
someone if they get the pizza.
Right?
It's cold bread with some water sauce on it.
I love it.
And the pizza sauce is gross on those things.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Water sauce.
I pounded four of those 2 months ago. I know because I just moved into my new apartment. I know I've done it since moving in.
Wow,
and look at that.
That's gross.
Hottest spot on the show.
That's
like depression right there.
Depression.
Depression.
No,
depression.
It was a sneak
Lunchable.
It was a sneak meal because I knew
your girlfriend would not be okay with
yes,
that.
Yes, exactly. I try to
too
pitch
many
the
preservatives.
Idea.
Now that I've
body,
gotten older and
yeah.
learned more about food, yeah, that stuff's gross.
That's why don't learn about preservatives, kids.
Okay, so I'm too old. Fine, I'll agree with that. I'm too old for Lunchables, but I'm still gonna do it.
Okay.
They say though, preservatives, like when you, if it works on food, it works on your body, so it's harder to get off your body.
Got it.
Whatever. I'm not going to go on some like health kick here.
Well, that's just a fact. You know, if we're talking about preservatives,
I feel better.
Next. How old is too old to ask your friends to help you move? So
out of college.
Out of college. So
if you're out of college and it's, yeah.
From the college, wherever you're living in an apartment, to the real life house, is that acceptable?
I don't think it's an age. I think it's a stage in your life.
Like I don't think there's I don't think there's a limit, because I'm even willing to help my divorcee friends, you know, get their stuff out of the place.
Sounds sad.
But what is, it does get sad. Eventually, the move is not as happy.
Is this yours or is this staying?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
I mean, that's what you have to ask them. Every piece of furniture.
If everyone wants to do it, that's one thing. But I don't ask friends to take me to the airport. I don't ask friends to help me move. It's a beatdown.
It is a beatdown. 25 was the last time I did that.
That's great.
It was my move before last.
Not bad.
How about calling a younger person sir or ma'am?
Younger person all the time.
You should always call them sir or ma'am or never? Yeah. Or is there like a cutoff where like if you're 35, I no longer have to call the 25-year-old
100 years
sir, ma'am.
Old, I'll be still saying yes, ma'am, yes, sir.
This is what I do too, to everybody.
I call girls, women, ma'am.
Yeah.
But I call a dude younger than me, bro or dude.
Right. Oh, okay. Every time I say
I
feel
only
a little subservient.
To older people.
Yeah. See, that should be the rule, but I catch myself calling my younger brother who's like 13. I'm like, yes, sir. Like,
you have a younger brother?
I do. I have an older sister who is 33 and a younger brother who is 13.
Mm, nice.
It's a wide range. How old is too old to date an 18-year-old, Jenna?
You know I don't go young.
How old is too old?
I'd rather date almost dead than date 18.
Okay.
You don't want that young, fresh meat?
No, I will do a little TMI here. There was this really hot guy when I was in college, and I was a senior, and he was a freshman, so he would have been 18, I think. And he was rushing a fraternity. I had some friends in, and we were talking all night at a bar one night. I remember he had an X on his hand, and I was like giving him drinks. I'm like, this is inappropriate. And we went back to his dorm room. And he was just like, I've never had sex before. Oh, and that killed it for me. I did not want to be someone's first time. It's just not my thing. I know some women like that. It makes them feel young. I don't like young and inexperienced. I don't want to have to go through that.
What college?
So I didn't do it. Miami of Ohio.
Okay.
I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to do it. I don't want to take a guy's virginity. No.
So, thanks. The age limit? How old can you be?
I'm 33. I would date. I guess it depends on the guy, if he's mature and cool and like an old soul. But like I would go down to mid-20s if he was like successful and had his life together.
As a man, to date an 18-year-old, how old is too old?
I think 18 is too young for any grown man to be dating.
All right.
So 19? 19-year-old dude?
You want her to be able to drink legally, right?
But a 19-year-old dude can date an 18-year-old chick.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
20?
Yeah.
And then 21 is the cutoff. If you're 21, it can go out to the bar.
I think 25.
So 25 would be too old to date a
18-year-old.
Yeah. Justin, what do you say?
I mean, you're legal. Might as well go ahead. If you're trying to get money, you're trying to get fame, you're trying to get security, you're trying to get some protection, some experience, go ahead. You know, Sophia Richie's doing it with Scott Disick, and they're like,
yeah, that's gonna end well, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know, but
she's different.
I'm not talking about the relationship working, but you know, like some people, you know, like some youthness, some good tight skin.
Okay.
And JC, how old?
I would say 34.
So how old are you?
34. let me switch that answer real quick.
Okay,
that just sounds
really
creepy.
Next year, 35. A 34-year-old man wants to take your 18-year-old daughter out. He has a career. He's like way out of college, and she's just going into college, graduating high school.
Friends with the pastor.
Her boyfriend's 34.
Yeah, I forgot about my daughter thing. Damn. 21.
When you were 18, would you have dated a 34-year-old, Jenna?
A young-looking 34?
I mean, I've dated older, but it wasn't until I was in my mid-20s.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You know what I mean? You kind of want to, even when you date older, you got to consider, I've dated an older guy, and I remember being like, I can't have kids with this guy. He's going to die.
Yeah, but when you're 18, though, someone who's 34 is looking real hot, though. Like, my dream three-way is with John Stamos and Rob Lowe, and they're like in their 40s.
Which Rob Lowe? Cable or DirecTV?
DirecTV. Come on, bro. Yeah, you don't want cable, Rob Lowe.
That puts your that goes against the law of threesomes. That puts your threesome above 100 years of age combined.
You can't
combined.
Have that.
You can't have
that's
over,
a threesome rule?
Yep. That's a threesome rule for sure, at least in the guy side of things.
I thought you weren't allowed to have like a lot of rules with threesomes.
That's one of the rules.
That's a dumb rule.
It also has to be under the under 350 pounds.
For all three?
All the way.
For all three, yeah.
Uh-huh.
All the way, yeah.
What if you're in the pool? Does that cancel it all
That
out?
Is impossible for me as a 200-pound man.
Listen.
Almost.
I like your rules. I'm going to play a different threesome game.
Okay.
All right. We'll move on. Oh,
wait,
18.
What about you, though?
18 years old was the last time I dated an 18-year-old.
Good for you, Trey.
And I think it is creepy if you know anything higher than 21
I changed
to
a lot between
I think it's
18
creepy too.
And like 24.
I mean, I wouldn't do it, but, you know, there are people who, like, prefer it. If I was an 18-year-old and I saw someone who's, like, 38 and they look good, I mean...
Do your thing.
Come here, 38-year-old.
Okay. How about if she's still living at home with her parents?
Not I'm okay. going to no. assume she's at college. Yeah. Otherwise, I don't think she's making it out of the house.
Right.
I don't know. So, what about going to a club, Justin? How old is it to... Yeah, go to a dance club.
Yeah.
And clearly, I go to a lot of them since I call them dance clubs.
Yeah.
Like discotheques.
Right, yeah.
Discoteca.
How old is too old to go to a club?
32.
32. How are you going to find yourself a nice 38-year-old Justin?
He goes to the bar.
I go to a bar. When you're at a club, you want energy. People who don't throw their back out.
I'm going to remember that next time you ask me to go to the club with you.
I don't think you'll ever go to the club.
32-year-olds don't throw their damn back out.
I don't know. You see, I'm just throwing that out there. Some information. I don't want to see some old, wrinkly
right
skin on
the dance
club. Who knew expired all the bottles in that club?
The 35-year-old.
Yeah,
it's a good point.
Exactly.
It's a good point, but I'm on board with
the 21-year-old cheating on their husband who's like 42.
Using the husband's credit card.
Using the credit card. Mm-hmm. Trying to find someone else their age.
Terrible.
Wow.
23 was the last time that I was in a
really?
Dance club. Yeah, I'm not. I mean,
oh,
you don't. That, you're not the person
started.
To go, though. That's by choice.
Have you seen my dance moves?
Yeah. I posted
Come on.
It on Snapchat once.
I got this. You know everybody.
It's like
would just
you're
be
trying to dry off without a towel. That's what Trey looks like.
All right. How about swing on a swing at a playground? How old is too old to swing at a swing on a playground, JC?
Never too old. I still swing on the swing at
never
the playground.
Never too old.
No, okay.
Yeah, never too old.
Perfect.
You got to start throwing flare, though. You got to do like a flip off of it or something.
No, as long as you're athletic enough, they're never too old to swing.
Only too fat.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. Trey has problems with people's weight.
Well, what do you mean? Never too old, but
as
if you're athletic.
Well, I don't know. Some people, I guess it depends on who you're asking to push you.
You can be like a football player that's like a giant lineman. They're athletic, but they could still sit on the swing.
Yeah,
I think if you can still enjoy a playground as an adult, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
When was the last time you swang?
What kind of swing?
Yeah, exactly. Like, not sex or...
on a swing.
On the swing.
Yeah, just like on
a playground.
Swing.
Yearly.
Seriously?
Yeah, probably this year.
Oh, wow.
Anytime I'm hanging with kids.
I think I swung on a swing.
I swung yesterday on a swing.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I thought I was going to get some more mixed reviews or mixed answers on that one.
Swinging after
Keep
this?
On swinging.
What about how late in life is it for your parents to be paying your phone bill still?
Ooh. Man, I'd suck that dry as long as I could.
So
if
I'm 23 years old,
still ask my mom
for
money, I would.
23, still ask your mom for money, you would?
I would, no, but I wasn't able to do that anymore from about the time I got out of college. So I guess 22, 23, I've been taking care of myself
since
then.
I'd say 23 is the highest.
I know you've been, JC, I know you've been paying for your own stuff forever and ever, I'm sure.
Yeah, I started when I was like 17, But watching my friends, it just starts looking weird when you're 26 and your mom still pays for your cell phone.
You know what? It made me a better person when I had to start doing everything on my own. I was lucky growing up and they paid for everything and then that stopped.
Uh-huh.
And it's made me a better person.
I bet so. So independent.
But I'd still, if I could ask for money, like if I wish that I had someone I could ask for like a down payment on a house or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, if I had family in that situation that I could ask for money, I would. I wouldn't feel ashamed about it.
Yeah,
I just don't have anyone to ask anymore.
I mean, what if you're on the family phone plan, but you pay
That's
your
fine.
Share of it?
I'm still on a
That's
car
cool.
insurance with some family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Because you get lower costs.
Yeah, okay. That's what I plan on doing.
Do they ever just go, you can get me next month, and then you just skip that payment?
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what,
exactly.
My mom's so sweet about it.
Exactly. I know a couple of people that are in their late 20s that are still doing that, and that's the reason I brought that one up.
Yeah, I did move home for a bit, so maybe I shouldn't say I was totally off the teat.
Right.
I moved home for a minute.
And here's the one that'll apply to Justin and Jenna, since you guys were just recently talking about becoming roommates. How old is too old to have a roommate?
Ooh.
Those rules have changed.
I know. You can be 48 and still have a roommate.
I will not date a guy that has a roommate.
Okay.
Fair.
Even if,
I did.
I guess you were just saying that you won't date very much lower than you anyway in
age. I won't date younger, and I won't date a guy that has a roommate.
Okay. So for women, you're saying that it's cool to have a roommate.
I think so.
It's safer for girls, I think.
I only think it's a problem if you've never lived alone. I have friends that went from living with roommates to moving in with guys, and I think you need some time alone to learn to get to know yourself.
Whoa. Why is that? Oh, no. Kara lived alone. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, it's just really good. It's really good for you as an adult to live alone because it's hard and it's lonely and you learn a lot about yourself living alone.
If I was single, I would still have a roommate.
Yeah. Did you live alone ever, JC?
Nah. I mean, when I was homeless in my truck, I lived alone.
Oh, my God.
And then after that, I had roommates only. Okay. So I never lived by myself.
At 34, you'd have a roommate.
I would have a roommate, but the stipulation would be you have to like video games because we would have to have our franchise for Madden and I would like to play video games together. So we would have to have the same type of activities that we like to do.
Yeah.
So much room for activities.
Last one I got is, when are you too old to order the kid's corn dog at a restaurant?
I think that's the healthy decision.
That's the healthy decision?
I get kids' portions sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Will you believe they won't serve me when I've asked for it?
Really?
Yeah.
No.
I'm sorry. I'll pay extra to eat less and not be a fatty. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's annoying.
Yeah, okay, they won't serve me. But I would say 8.
8 is too old?
Yeah.
Oh.
Too old for the kid's corn dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, I still have ordered a kid's corn dog. Well, like, because we'll go to, like, some Mexican food place that I don't like.
Yeah,
oh, my God. I hope someone comes and beats you right now.
So I'll
you're
get
that
the,
picky?
Ew.
You don't eat Mexican food?
You need a wine in your palate.
The chips and salsa are good, but I prefer the kid's corn dog and those little, like, those tater tots in the shape of...
Then why are you at a Mexican restaurant?
For birthday celebrations. My family loves Mexican food.
I wish you would have led with this. I wouldn't have done this today. I can't be friends with someone that doesn't like Tex-Mex.
Well, and that's how we'll wind it up. Jenna and I never speak again. This is That's Debatable. Thank you so much, Jenna, JC, Justin. I really appreciate it. I'm glad we can argue and then end up... Well, most of us end up being friends. I guess Tex-Mex got me kicked out of Jenna's friends of service. But that's all right. I'll find my way back in.
We share a love for peanut butter.
That's true. Follow me and That's Debatable on Instagram, Facebook, whatever. There's a bunch of stuff.
Sound like you care a little bit more than that.
That's debatable.
Yeah. All right. At That's Debatable. Who cares?